This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat in Southland District with your Extension Crop Report. Early estimates for net farm income in 2020 for the Kansas farmer has been calculated by the K-State Extension economists Greg Ibendahl and Dan O'Brien. Income expectations throughout 2020 have changed considerably after drops in commodity prices earlier in the year and then increases as the year went on. Governmental payments have also made huge impacts to the two rounds of the CFAP and with the Farm Bill. By using the Kansas Farm Management Association data, average net farm income in 2019 was around $128,000 and is expected to increase 7% to $137,000 in 2020. The upcoming 2021 year could be a potentially positive farm income year, given the current state of the commodity market future prices. Let's hear some of the clips from Eric Atkinson's interview with Dr. Ibendahl on the topic.
Back in like May of this past year, and based on what prices were doing and everything, it looked like 2020 was going to be a disaster for farmers. Number one would be, you know, prices for grain started to improve dramatically once we hit about midsummer or so. And then there was also several rounds of COVID relief funds, the CFAP payments, and that helped quite a bit too. So between the higher CFAP payments and the improved grain prices, 2020 actually is going to turn out to have higher net farm income than what we had in 2019, which was a total shock to me that would ever happen back in last May. So we do have future prices, you know, going out for the next couple of years. So we can use that as a basis, looking at kind of the relationship between the future prices and the price we get at the state level. So I use those historical bases and actually then project a price level at the farm level. So assuming that the traders know what they're doing as far as predicting prices, you know, I think we can take that as a good estimate for what prices in Kansas are going to be. You know, there's some ideas we already have what's going to happen with. I've already been looking at fuel prices. I have an early ACT manager publication about that. Mm-hmm. And that's going to tie into it. Also a related publication I'm going to have coming out in about another week or so about fertilizer prices. So I really see a lot of our expense items going up a lot in this coming year, especially I think fuel is going to go up. I think we probably have seen the low point in both gas and diesel and probably like LP natural gas prices. And I think fertilizer prices are going to go up from now and until probably at least for the next 9 months or so. 2018, that the ad hoc MFP payments turned out to be about $46,000 per farm. In 2019, they were about $71,000. So that was a big chunk of money that went toward net farm income in those 2 years. Those went away in 2020 and have been replaced with these two CFAP payments. Now, again, there's a potential third one that's kind of being held up. We don't know if that's going to happen or not. But for 2020, at least, I'm projecting that those two payments for grain producers were about $35,000. And then for livestock producers in 2020, those were about $18,000 to $19,000. I think those higher grain prices are going to give us a nice boost to overall net farm income in 2021, potentially 30 or 35% higher, which would take us up to about the $185,000 level for 2021. Again, assuming normal yields and that those future prices translate back down to the farm level.
To hear the full interview, it is now available on KSU Radio Network's Ag Today website. Please contact me if you would like help finding the radio or written reports on the net farm income or expected increases in fertilizer prices. You can reach me at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.